Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of the Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Don't do anything stupid. Seriously, people, don't do anything stupid. And if you do get engaged, if you do get informed, if you do become part of the information team, then we will make a change. Really that simple. You don't need, not brain surgery. Anyhow, you are listening to Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure. Look at MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell has been, you know, bending over backwards to help some of us out. Right? You know that. I mean, you hear the commercials. You hear what's going on. So head over to MyPillow.com. He's got all kinds of sales going on. If you use promo code Joe, that would be my name, Joe. If you use promo code Joe, you will get, I think it's 50 to 60% off in some cases. In other cases, you will get, you know, 2 for 1. Promo code Joe. Go in there. Slippers are at an all-time low. They're blowing them out. You got pillows, pillowcases, sheets, right? I know you... I sound like I'm trying to, you know, be a seller, but really, you save bucks for stuff you need. Stop buying things from China. Right? Seriously? Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, it just, it doesn't stop. It keeps going. Okay? The let's hit some of the ones, some of the crazy stories that now are coming up all over the place. The, you know, Dagan McDowell, she's screaming for a CDC, or actually she said the CDC reset requires that we fire them all. And I don't know if I don't disagree with her. I mean, all of a sudden, you're telling me these scientists, these learned people, all of a sudden, they figured this out? So, the CDC came in. They screwed up. Right? They set kids back 2, 3, 4, 5 years. It's just amazing. And it really is down to the point where they need to apologize to the country. And then they all need to be fired. Each and every one of them. I mean, suicide ideology is way up. You know why it's up? Because these kids have no hope. They see no hope. Oh, you're going to hear it's because of drug abuse. You're going to hear because it's the LGBTQ transgender community, because they have such a high suicide. You're going to hear all this stuff. Don't buy into it. These kids have gone, it has increased 300% in 18 months. 300%. But what do we have, a 300% increase in transgender kids? No. These are all kids that are suffering from this. They're suffering from this kind of thing. And it's wrong. It's dead wrong. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You know, and then once we figure out truly the damage that the CDC did, yeah, they need to be held accountable for it. Anybody disagree with me? Seriously. And apparently, isn't it funny that all of a sudden we have all these meat issues across the country? You can't get pork, and there's trouble with this meat, there's trouble with that meat. The CDC is now investigating a fast-moving E. coli outbreak in Michigan. It's affected nearly 30 people. Yeah. Fast-moving E. coli outbreak has affected dozens of people, hospitalized 9. The CDC announced via press release. Boy, you only come out for everything else. Why didn't it come out on this one? That almost 30 individuals are ill due to the outbreak. They don't know where it's from. They don't know where it is. No deaths have been reported, though. That's good. The number of infected could increase over time due to the uncertainty behind the source. See, if they don't know where it is, they can't recall it. So at some point in time, everybody's going to recall it. Just to be on the safe side. You watch. Right? Let me see what this says. CDC has a program called PulseNet. Right? It tracks down the cause of outbreaks during its investigation. And it hasn't been able to find anything as of yet. You know, but thank God, I mean, there's always something that the CDC is protecting us from. They may not know where it comes from. Sound familiar? It's just crazy. Extremely crazy. Oh, this is a good one. Somebody sent me this earlier. I love this. I may save this. Yeah, I think I'll save this for Zoe. He'll like this. Because apparently the Second Amendment, this freak out for the Second Amendment, has to do with anti-black sentiment. Yeah, that's what it's about. So we really truly have a problem in this country. We really truly have a major, it seems, a major problem with racism. Because every single thing in the country now has to do with racism. Every single one. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know who's up next? If you don't know, listen, you'll find out.
Gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance. insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was going to
go. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Yes. I'm getting a haircut tomorrow. Get off my case. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Let me just bring him on. I have so much fun when he's on with me. Love making fun of other people with him. It is the host of the Zoloft, the Anti-Funny-Duddy Bible Study, Zopian Den, and the God, I'm having a senior moment. The
is that that soul food radio that you're thinking about?
You know what it is? I just had dinner, so I couldn't think of food.
SoulFoodRadio.net.
I promise you guys, you know, the numbers are going up. But I promise you guys, we will get rolling with it again. Just got some stuff going on. That's all. And so listen, I'm having a lot of fun this week, and I have to apologize for America to you. I really do. I'm really sorry. Because apparently the American Psychological Association, they released a study claiming there's a link between racism and support for the Second Amendment. So I'm quite confused by you, because I can see, I love guns and the Second Amendment and being able to protect myself. Apparently now I'm a racist, but you love the Second Amendment. You want to be able to protect yourself. Are you secretly a racist? Is this something you need to confess? You know, I think the Bible says confess your sins one to another. Come on, lay it out there, brother.
Yeah, I think not only am I a racist, I guess I'm not really black either. They're really big on like switching things around to be able to fit their narrative. But I got one better for them. Those who are actually against the Second Amendment, for black folks and didn't want blacks to be armed, that was the Democrats. They're the ones who didn't want blacks to be a part of the NRA, you know, even back then, like even the 1800s. They didn't want that happening.
That's right.
That's right. That was Democrats. And don't you think it's kind of strange, though, Joe, that Democrats didn't want blacks in the NRA then, they didn't want them armed then, and they don't want them armed now.
Now. Are you suggesting that the switch never happened?
No, any more than the switch between Bruce Jenner becoming a woman never.
Oh, but a bunch thing or much. Yeah, he'll be here all week, kind of sort of.
Yeah.
So the study goes on. I don't know who. I wonder who they studied. The study argues that white Americans who expressed high levels of anti-black sentiments also associated with gun rights. This was determined by research participants being quicker to match photos of, ready for this, this is great, quicker to match photos of white people to gun right phrases such as self-protection. National Rifle Association. Photos of black people, however, to gun control phrases such as waiting period and weapons ban. So apparently every time I see a black man, I'm thinking, waiting period, weapons ban, don't want him to have a gun.
Mm. Yeah, man, I tell you what, man, I know a lot of folks, more folks in the NRA than these people do, and I have never, ever seen that kind of sentiment expressed, but you know what the Democrat cop-out is? Well, you know, they just, behind your back, and it's secret, you know, that's when their real feelings about you come out. I'm like, really? So all these white people, armed over their head with guns and stuff like that. We black folks are only like 13% of the population, and they're going to be afraid with all their guns and stuff like that. So afraid to say this to our face. We don't really want you to have guns. We don't want you here. Really? No, that doesn't even add up. That doesn't even make sense.
Oh God, I love this. So one person.
You love it that you're not crazy and they are.
What I love is childish, man. This is like looking in the face and there's a big pimple on the side of your face and you're going, ain't nothing there. What you talking about? Right? Joe, you got a pimple on your face. I'm looking right now. I don't see nothing. They don't see their own words. They don't see how ignorant they actually are and what they look.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I hear you, man. It is a sad thing. You know, it's like. But like I said, I'm thinking that's why you love it, man, because it's almost like watching those flipping train wreck shows like Springer or Montel or something like that. You just see these people and just people like, I don't know, a lot of people think that they love it because, man, at least I'm not that crazy. I love that. I love this show because these people are just flipping nuts. I thought I was bad, but you know what? You make me feel better about myself.
You know, you know me and you know me well. There are shows that I think are hilarious. I wish they would do a show like Guinea's Gone Wild, right? I mean, seriously, that would be so funny to watch a bunch of Guidos.
Jersey Shore, ain't it?
What's that?
They do. Ain't it called Jersey Shore?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, God. But I mean, people can't even, they can't even enjoy certain things about certain groups, and I don't know why. I just think it's hilarious. This stuff to me, though, is just, it's going to be to the point. Do you remember that old Apple commercial from years gone by when they first kind of broke in? Everybody was in the gray uniforms. Everybody looked like, you know, Chairman Mao with the same haircuts and everything. And one guy comes running in with a Thor-type hammer. And he's swinging it around and swinging it around. And, you know, we're going to smash the ceiling. We're going to change things, you know. And that was the Apple computer. Supposedly it was going to change the computer world. It did. I mean, obviously. But it was, this is kind of, they want us to go back to that. They want us to be that again. Everybody looks the same. They wait for the government to tell them what the job is, where they're going to go, how they're going to go. And if you want any of your rights, well, you're a racist. You should not want any rights because there's a lot of black people, a lot of Asians, no, not Asians, they don't count because they're white. A lot of black people, a lot of Hispanic people, they're walking around, they don't have the same rights you do. But when you dig into this, by the way, when you dig into this, you find out that Hispanics and blacks also, they don't even call them out for being racist because in the survey, 24% of blacks, 50% of Hispanics were Second Amendment lovers.
Mm-hmm.
So, I gotta ask you. I mean, based on all the other information, doesn't that make them racist as well, or am I not allowed to say that?
Well, according to the Democrat narrative, yeah, they're not just racist; they're traitors. So they gotta make up their mind what they're gonna be. It's like, well, they don't really qualify as Hispanic. They don't really qualify as black. So they're white, but they're self-loathing blacks. And there's, yeah, that's just
self-loathing blacks.
Yeah, self-loathing Latinos and stuff like that. They call them like coconuts, you know, brown on the outside, white on the inside, or you know, the blacks they call them Oreos.
But think how much work goes into them having to come up with this stuff just to put you down for having a conservative viewpoint, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Come on, they can't be really black. What are we going to call? Oh, we'll call them this or we'll call them that, right? It's just hilarious. All right, when we come back, you need to know something, okay? That we even have to question our Christianity. Because Christian nationalists, the rosary, and AR-15 all fall in line with each other, apparently. Joe Messina, your host. We're going to work on that on the break. We'll be back in a few minutes.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume green medicine Away that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Way existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Way supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Way. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip, or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge is deciding to unseal part of an affidavit used to raid former President Trump's South Florida home. In a ruling on Thursday, the judge telling the DOJ to file a redacted affidavit by next Thursday before the unsealing takes place. As far as where we go from here, constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley says,
the devil is now in the details. The Department of Justice is notorious for really overextended redaction.
The National Organization for Women says the suspension of Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson is nowhere near enough. Watson was suspended for 11 games and fined $5 million over allegations made by 26 women related to sexual assault or misconduct allegations during massage appointments. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
And that's his truck.
Baby, it looks like it's gonna happen.
We are back. Senior your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Let me just bring him in because I always enjoy his time with me. Alfonso Rachel, we love him when we refer to him as Zoe. He has the Zopian Den Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, the Zola. You got to check out the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study. It's really cool. I really enjoy it when I catch it. And Soul Food Radio on Sundays, soulfoodradio.net. So during the break, you know, I don't, I feel like I'm always having to repent for something that I didn't do. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that sounds familiar, right? So apparently now, the AR-15, they say among Christian nationals or nationalists, an AR-15 holds the same sacred level as the rosary. Okay, well, first things first is shows you how ignorant they are, because the rosary is not held in high esteem with mainstream Christians. It's a Catholic thing. But even so, they've been pushing this Christian nationalist thing now all over the place. Right? I mean, not just nationalists, but racism involved in the whole thing. And they have a writer at The Atlantic that is actually trying to say that the images of the rosary draped over firearms with the term warrior in prayer, that God wills it, these are crusade memes.
Yeah,
they're made to pull church militants together and influence them to take up battle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, right now it's like playing a game of Twister, right? I mean, this is how much twisting they're having to do to pull all this together. What do you say?
Yeah, I know that there's like a, and you know, and Catholics make the claim too, you know, it's like, they insist that Catholicism and Christianity are the same, and you have the godless or the, you know, those who are against the Bible and against the church, they want to insist that, you know, they're all the same, and, you know, it's, and, I know I catch a lot of flack for this, but it's like, no, it's not the same, even as far as the rosary is concerned, there's nothing in the Bible that tells you to pray the rosary. That is a man-made doctrine. And even when you go into what it is to pray the rosary and the things that they're reflecting on, you don't need the rosary for that. That stuff, all you got to do is read the Bible to reflect on these things that were taught. And it never told anybody to, like, you know, use, like, some sort of instrument or something like that to, you know, is Jesus didn't say you're going to use these instruments to pray to or anything like that. So, and to associate that with, you know, the firearms and associate that with this Christian nation thing, that's just, man, that's just people being lazy, man. It's like, look, how about you read the Bible for yourself and find out what it says about these things?
This guy doesn't want to know what it says.
Yeah, well, they want to make up what it says. Exactly. You know, they want to make this stuff up and then accuse the Bible of being some made up book. It's like, man, the Bible ain't some made up book. You making stuff up.
He says Catholic cyber militia that actively campaign against the LGBTQ acceptance in the church. These rad trade rosary as a weapon means represent a social media diffusion of such messaging, and they work to integrate the ultra-conservative Catholicism with other aspects of far-right culture. Right? And he goes, I love these people. I mean, they should be like, you know, fiction writers. All right. Then he goes on to say, he says, and, you know, to back up what he's saying, he said, now remember back in 2020, when Pope Francis, you know, addressed the people, he said, there is no path to holiness without spiritual combat. Even the Pope is endorsing violence.
Well,
Jesus, help me.
Yeah, for real. I guess I kind of agree with the Pope in terms of, like, this path. That path is determined by the Lord himself, who says, I am the way. And if that way, I mean, and make sure that you have that way going. If there is some violence, you're definitely going to want the Lord's way to make sure you get to the battlefield. With peacetime, wartime, whichever, you don't want to leave the Lord out of it. So I'll go with that. But that's about as far as that goes.
No, but you know something? They taking all these bits and pieces, and you and I have talked about this a million times. For those who don't really study the Bible, they just kind of pick up bits and pieces from a sermon they see or watch or do, whatever. There is a spiritual war. We are called to pick up our arms. We are called to put on the battle gear, if you would, okay?
That's right.
And you and I have enough knowledge to be able to really have a field day with that and make it look worse than this guy because he didn't have enough information. But the battle that we're going to take up is against the spiritual stuff. And they don't really understand that. And frankly, the battle could be, or the weapons could be a number of things. It could be anything. I don't care if it's a, might be a cord issue. It might be punching somebody in the face. I don't know. You know, you get up in my face, you hurt one of my kids, you're going to find out what battle's really about.
That's so right, man. And the Lord expects us to be able to hold the line. I mean, I know that some of these people are appalled at the idea of, you know, Christianity and warfare. It's like, I thought Jesus was all about turn the other cheek and love your neighbor and all that sort of stuff. It's like, well, you know, Jesus is the same one that said, sell your cloak, buy a sword. You know, it's like basically he's saying, man, it's better for you to be armed, you know, it's better for you to be naked than unarmed, okay? I need you to have your weapons, all right?
When he was in the merchant section of the church, didn't he say, now, boys, this is not right. You know, you shouldn't be doing this and selling that stuff that you're selling. You turned us into a den of thieves. You should repent. I'll be back in an hour and check you out. Right?
No, he had a can of wolf. Yeah. We all went in there with, you know, with a rope and got down. But, you know, it's like, you know, well, God didn't, you know, need guns or anything like that. God, he had more than a gun, man. God had a flamethrower.
Right? Yeah, I want one, man.
Right? So it's like, and, you know, and his, you know, his flame, his, you know, his magazine never runs out, or his tank never runs out as far as that goes. But, yeah, these people, it is a spiritual war. And they're on the wrong side of it, for sure. You know, This calling us Christian nationalists, yeah, we're a Christian nation. That's what we're supposed to be. We're supposed to recognize that we're an annex of the kingdom. And, you know, you have a lot of people who flip and hate us and hate what the Lord has blessed us with. They hate it. They either want to steal it or they want to destroy it. So, yeah, we need to be prepared to defend our blessings.
But do we have, you know, it's a question you and I have talked about before, and I always say, we don't have the stomach for it. And the Christian church, the mainstream Christian church and Christians, you know, who show up for an hour and a half on Sunday and forget, can't find the Bible the rest of the week, are they really, honey, where did I put the Bible? Oh, yeah, that's right, probably left in the second row, third seat in, got it, okay. So you know, the reality is they don't know it. They don't really understand what the fight is all about, and they let these things go. And yeah. And again, when you call things like, you know, I know people that have left churches because pastors have talked about not just pedophilia, but they're, you know, talking about the gay and lesbian community, if you would, the transgender community, what they're doing to our kids when it comes to the pedophilia stuff. And, you know, people think that they're politicizing the church. And you sit there and go, my God, really? Are you for real?
Hmm. Yeah, and, man.
And they're not teaching them.
Right. And, you know, when people try to say that these things aren't a political issue, it's like, you know, homosexuality or even abortion and things like that, these things are not political issues. And like, yes, they are. They're totally political issues. When you have people that want to do things and make them law, you know, whether it's marijuana or whether it's gender issues or sexuality or abortion or anything like that, when people want these things to be laws that rule over us, it's by its nature, it's going to be political. You can't take that out of it. And you can't just sit back and just say, well, God is on the throne and he's on control. He's in control. And that's all we need to worry. It's like, yeah, he's on the throne and he gives instructions. We have a directive of what we're supposed to do in response to these things and use the political discourse. I don't like politics. I'm not really crazy about politics. But I do dig God, and I do dig what he blessed us with, and I don't want to stand before him and be like, yeah, God, I just sat back and did nothing. I just, you know, I just trusted that you're on the throne, and I just let our freedom get voted away and let godlessness rule over us. But, you know, I know that you're in control. And God's be like, man, if you don't get get away from me, boy, I don't know you, you doer of lawlessness, or do nothing there while lawlessness took over. Get away from me. I don't know you.
You're exactly right. It's how do you sit there? You know, these Christians who say God is in control, God's will always gets done. You know, you and I have had this talk before. It's like, okay, so what are you fighting? Why are you fighting the abortion clinics? If God's will always gets done, okay, and God's in control, he wants them. So stop trying to shut them down. Right? I mean, you know, I get ridiculous with it, but how do you make a blanket statement, my Christian friends, that says that God's in control, everything that happens is the way he wants it to happen, and yet we're killing millions of babies every year? So stop fighting it. And we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. Kevin Peter, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-752-5563. Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate his time when we lovingly refer to him as Zoe. So I got to ask you. I'm not a rap kind of guy. Was that a rap? What was that? That intro.
Shady
something. What is that?
Is that William Shatner doing his foot in a...
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you ever look up his album, like I told you, the album that him and Leonard Nimoy made?
Oh, wait a minute. That sounds really familiar. And William Shatner, he loves doing music. He had one of my favorite bands from back in the day. I think he was, like, doing music with Fishbone, and he would have them playing in the background while he did spoken word.
Yep.
So, he's funny like that, man.
Oh, my God. Hey, him and Leonard Nimoy, actually, what do you mean? One of those songs, I should find it. Sweet Adeline, one of those, right?
Oh, okay.
Oh, and I always have fun with stuff like that. What is it? The one guy did Tutti Frutti.
Oh, Pat Boone.
Pat Boone.
Hit him some Tutti Frutti. So there's
just something, you know, try to do Little Richard when you're Pat Boone. I don't know. It doesn't work.
I'll tell you what. If you had never heard Little Richard's Tutti Frutti, Pat Boone's would have been just fine. I mean, he did it in pocket. It was in key and all that sort of stuff. For if you wanted to do Tutti Frutti,
you're a nice guy.
it's okay, but it's like okay. Little Richard had done it, and that's all that needed to be done.
Oh God! All right, you know, I want you to think about something. So some of the songs on Shatner's album, Rocket Man.
Okay.
Lucy and the Sky with Diamonds. I'm sorry, I can't do anyway. I'm not. I just can't imagine him doing Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Come on.
Now really? Does he sing it or does he do a spoken word style?
Well, he can't sing.
Okay, you've heard him. So it's going to be like, picture yourself on a boat.
Okay, take a listen. Let's see.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
Okay, I can't take it anymore. Come on.
William Shatner doing a spoken word on that, man. It's like, I'm trying to think, what character is he going to... Well, I guess they're kind of like all like... Nah, he's a good actor. But I was going to say all of his characters are the same. But he does kind of like have that cadence to him where it's like, you know, picture yourself on a boat, on a river.
Oh, my God. I can't stand it. That was great. I mean, if you ever need to laugh, people, you go ahead, go to YouTube and find the songs sung by William Shatner, and then Leonard Nimoy does some that are just... Now, Leonard Nimoy's songs, they were more tongue-in-cheek. Shatner, I'm not so sure he didn't think he was pretty good at this. You know what I'm saying? So...
But he could get away with it, though. That's the thing.
Well, they were hot at the time. Yeah. So, yeah, they could probably get away with anything when it comes to stuff like that, right? I could see action figures of Captain Kirk, but an action figure of him singing something like that? Yeah, not so much. All right. So, when we went to break, before we went to break, we were talking about, God's will and things like that. And, you know, Christians who think they got it together, they get mad about us talking about... battling and fighting and all this other stuff. And you and I were joking that it's because they don't pay attention. They really don't care to lay it out properly, you know? And taking the Pope's words, again, not a big fan, but taking the Pope's words way out of context, it's just another way for them to try to drive that Christian nationalism home. And if they do that, they make a point of it, it's just another area they could turn into a hate speech scenario. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's inevitable that they would take the Pope's words out of context because the Pope takes the Bible out of context himself.
I knew you couldn't control yourself. I knew you were going to be able to do that.
It's like, man, even a lot of Catholics are like, what? Man, where are you coming from? I mean, because, like, even when a Pope, when they speak, when they're speaking, what, ex cathedra?
Yeah.
Ex cathedra is just a fancy way of saying speaking out of biblical context. You're basically, you're speaking your own opinion. And it's like, hey, you're supposed to be the vicar of Christ. You don't get your own opinion, dude. If what you got to say doesn't square up with the Word of God and you are not referencing right here from the Word of God to make your claim, then you ain't got no business speaking no ex cathedra anyway. So I don't even want to hear it. So they're already speaking out of context.
Yeah. Well, I'm loving all this because, again, people are not paying attention. They're not paying attention to the words. They're not paying attention to the way things are being laid out. Now, again, you and I were talking a little bit about God's will, and I said to you during the break, I said, you know, it's funny how these Christians, they have no spine. And, you know, Christian nationalists, all right, I would look at that person, I would look at people around me and say, look, stop it. This is a bunch of hooey. This is what we believe. This is why we believe. But, man, if you don't crack the Bible, you don't know what you believe. You have no idea what God wants you to do or not wants you to do, you know? But I said to you, a lot of times what we'll get, and I think you get the same thing, people will say,
well, you know, it's God's will, and God's will always gets done, and God's sovereign, so everything that gets done because it's the way he wants it to get done. And I was joking with you about, well, then stop trying to shut down abortion clinics.
Yeah.
Stop screaming about same-sex marriage, because apparently God's will always gets done, right?
Well, I'm glad they're speaking up there, at least. You know, yes, that's right. Speak up for prenatal kids, actually postnatal now, because it's becoming legal to kill them as well. Man, we're in the middle of a civil war, man. It's like they're the first casualties, right? But, you know, but between that and, you know, speaking up speaking for traditional marriage, that's great. That's what we're supposed to be doing. But to say that, you know, God is in control, and God's will is going to be done. Yeah, ultimately God's will is going to be done, but along the way, there's going to be a lot of stuff that's being done against God's will, right? Mm-hmm. That's why he's bringing a judgment. The Lord even says, look, man, I'm not here to judge you. I don't want to judge you. I want to save you. It's my will to save you, but you're going to get judged. I have authority to judge you. You know, and from where the Lord sits on his seat of authority, where his will is ultimately going to be done, there are going to be people who are at odds with the Lord. And the Lord didn't make us to break his will so he could punish us. That would be entrapment. You know, it's like, you know, people thinking that, you know, people are doing these things and it's God's will that he does these, that we do these things. Not exactly how that works.
Well, it is, but it's because they're not thinking, number one. Number two is, it's because they don't want to, well, they're no different than the cancel culture. They don't want to offend anybody with the word that they say they believe. If you say you believe it, look, good, bad, or different, a lot of Muslims, they believe what their scripture says. They act out of it, they do it, or what have you. I would say to you, if Christians would act on what the word says for real, we would be a force to reckon with. And I don't even mean that in a violent way. I mean that in a loving way, winning people to Christ in the whole nine yards. If we would actually act out, live out, and step out on what God's word says. You agree?
Absolutely, man. And, you know, the thing is, like, you know, with Muslims, most Muslims don't even speak Arabic. And the ones that do tend to be the ones who actually do what the Quran says, and that's when you get problems, because they're actually reading it for what it says. They're doing exactly what it says, and it's violent. So, you know, when people try to say, like, well, you know, Muslim is really peaceful and stuff like that, a lot of those people out there who try to make that claim, and because a lot of these Muslims, they don't even stick by the full sentence of the Quran. And it's like, why would you go with a religion that you don't fully agree with? Because they'll even be like, well, I don't agree with some of that stuff, and I don't agree with some of that, you know, this. And you know, these are how they interpret it, whichever. It's like, no, you either believe it or you don't, right? Why would you agree to it? Well, actually, a lot of reasons why they agree with the religion is because of fear, because they're afraid of the ones who actually do speak Arabic and actually do what the Quran says. And you're either going to be a Muslim according to what we say and claim Allah and Islam, or, you know, you're going to die.
Well, again, they did. I'm going to do it later on the show, I think. And the there was a reporter, I guess, or a journalist, who went out on in Iran and was talking to them about the gay community, and basically said, you know, would you approve the jailing of gay people, if you would, you know, gay or lesbian people? And pretty much 100% of them said yes, because it was against the Quran, and that they needed to be re-educated. They needed to be, and I'm thinking, matter of fact, I'm sorry, it was Palestine they went to. Because what they did was, they went to a bunch of colleges here in this country. I'm not going to have time for this, so I'm going to talk about it in the next hour. But it was really amazing to watch the ignorant get enlightened and then change their mind. So they're out there holding signs until they get truth. Anyway, real quick, tell them where to get your music, where they can find you.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, and hopefully they will check out that Sledge X page for some sledgy jams.
And it's a good X. Sledge X.
It's a good X.
It's a good X. It's not the bad X. Be back in a little bit, people. Don't go far.